Concannon spent Thursday morning at the Foundation for Seacoast Health. He was talking poverty and food policy with social service providers. I caught him in the hallway on his way to a high school in Exeter and asked him about local food.
What is the USDA doing to get local food onto the plates of low-income Americans?
Well, we're doing a number of things, and USDA and our portion of the USDA is working explicitly on encouraging more farmers markets to be able to process SNAP or food stamp benefits, the electronic cards. As you know, most farmers markets are often out in a parking lot or in a park where there's no electricity. So we've had a project providing that technology to the direct marketing farmers or farmers markets. Our goal is twofold. We want people to eat healthier, locally produced food, but we also want those dollars going back into the local economies.
Expanding SNAP benefits to include local food, is that a pretty bipartisan effort, or is it more of a struggle on one side or the other?
No, I think there's growing recognition that as Americans, we all benefit if we eat healthier, because it's translated over into so much of our health care costs are associated with poor eating habits. And if we could avoid some of that, happy day for both quality of life, but also affordability for people.
So tell me about the behavioral economics approach that you're advocating in school lunchrooms. Can you tell me more about that?
We have a science-based improve the first menu change requirements literally in decades for the nation's school meals programs. But what counts at the end of the day, you want to make sure that the students consume that food. So we have a contractual arrangement with a group up at Cornell University who study what influences us to pick up a certain food item or to be inclined to consume it. So they have devised a whole package of basically low-cost practices that school meals programs can adopt. And it includes everything from the lighting, have the student go through and give him or her choices, say, would you like this, would you like that? Very basic things, but one of my favorite aspects of them is they have put together a lexicon of about 100 words that they suggest schools use. It could be like, I've seen championship beets, x-ray vision carrots. So, you know, if you're in the third grade, you're thinking, hey, x-ray vision carrots, I could be Superman. Yes, I'll try those carrots.
Kevin Concannon is Undersecretary for the United States Department of Agriculture. I caught up with him at the Foundation for Seacoast Health on Thursday.